Phone Boy Speaks, episode 571, The Final Cut. Pink Floyd's The Final Cut, or it's really Roger Waters, let's be honest with ourselves. For me, I think... Really, I mean, I know I talked about on with Jason Irwin. I talked about Learning to Fly, as you know, or the, you know, that the Momentary Lapse of Reason album is, you know, one that was, you know, kind of a different Pink Floyd, but that I heard when I was, you know, in high school. But I think the album that actually resonated with me more now that, you know, upon further reflection, was actually the Final Cut. And it's an album that's about, you know, what happens after the war, whatever that is. And it seems like that, you know, it seems like the war just kind of keeps going on. And, you know, I mean, this album has a lot of, you know, yeah, anti-war imagery in that, you know, and people are even, you know, sort of shell-shocked, even if they don't necessarily go to war. But it is for my mental state at that time. So what was I doing? Well, I was in high school. I was living in the dorms on the Big Island of Hawaii at a private school. And it was either that or go get my ass kicked at a public school. And, you know, my mom worked in it, you know, she took pictures of people swimming with dolphins. You know, that was something my mom was able to do and worked in a gift shop. And that's kind of how she got me through this place. You know, that plus I got, you know, grants and stuff. It was not a cheap place to go. And it's now really not a cheap place to go. Anyway, but I, you know, again, this is me being out on my, you know, kind of on my own in a, you know, sort of somewhat protected environment as a, you know, as a teenager, trying to, you know, learn my way around other people. And it was, you know, I had some good times and some bad times. And, you know, this was one of those albums that I got to listen to from my peers, and I definitely went and bought, you know, when I was in college, I bought, I think, pretty much the entire Pink Floyd discography that was available at that point, plus some bootlegs. Yeah, that's how much I was into it. But so for me, this was definitely, you know, it spoke to me, and it kind of spoke to, you know, my darker side, I guess. And I don't know what to say about that. I think at that time in my life, I wasn't very happy at times. I mean, I tried to do lots of things to figure out how to express myself in different ways, and I wasn't able to do it. I didn't know how, or I thought I found something that was, I remember writing a lot of poetry and stuff too, which is, you know, so I've, it just couldn't quite figure out how to get out what I was trying to say, or, you know, or just even relate. I mean, it was a really challenging time, and, you know, it beat the alternative of being home, which is why I remember begging my mom. I'm like, please let me stay in the dorms, because this is just so much, it's so much better, for my own mental state. And I ended up being right, I think. I still enjoy this album, even when I'm not in, like a down mood or whatever. But this is, I encourage you to listen to this album if you haven't already. It's, it's definitely got a lot of anti-war stuff. It does have some good guitar by David Gilmour and stuff, even though all the lyrics are all definitely Roger Waters and such. But anyway, hope you give it a listen, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.